You may have never been an airline pilot like I was, but airline pilots don't make normal pay. They get paid extremely well. I mean, they really make good money. I know I was one of them. But guess what? I spent every dime, every payday to payday. I mean, there ain't going to be no problem. I'm going to have this job forever. So, you know, all of a sudden I'm making all this good money, you know. I mean, thousands of dollars. And if you need something, or you want something, just buy it, you know. I mean, there's going to be another paycheck in a couple of weeks. No big deal. And then the economy crunch come along, and I went to Vietnam on a trip and came back. And when I got back, they usually give you 1 month notice. I was already like 15 days into my notice that I don't have no job in 15 more days. And 30 days, they put it in my mailbox the day I left, so I didn't know it was there until I got back. And I made a trip to Hawaii, Guam, then on to Vietnam, then up to Tokyo, and then around the Aleutian Chain, and back to Anchorage, Alaska, and then back to San Francisco. When I got back, here's this notice in my box. You're out of a job. Well, guess what I'd done with all the money I'd made up to now? It's gone. I don't have, what am I going to do, Lord? What? No job, no money, no nothing. I'd never saved any. Who needs to save it? You know you're going to have a job tomorrow. No, I didn't have a job tomorrow. So I come home. My wife was in tears. What are we going to do? We don't have no money in the bank. We got a house payment coming up. What are we going to do? I said, well, one thing this has taught me, don't ever spend all you make. Save some of it. So, of course, I went back to mechanicking, which is what I used to do. I went to mechanicking, and I'm telling you, I made a whole lot less money working on cars than I did flying them jet airplanes. But let me tell you, I didn't spend it all. I worked 12 hours a day, sometimes 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, you know, to provide, to make my house payment, you know, to make my car payment, to buy my groceries. But when I did that, whatever was left, I put some of it, I of course still tithed off of that, but I put some of it in a savings account, and I put some of it in a banking account where it was going to be there. And I began to build that up slowly but surely. Well, it only was about maybe 6 or 8 months of that then when I got to go back to flying again for a couple more years. And of course, I went to Europe, you know, went to Europe and flew over there for a while, and I got paid really good money over there. I didn't hardly spend nothing. I mean, I saved it all. You know, I mean, that goes to show you can do, you can do wonderful things if you want to. And so I realized I had to save, and so all the rest of my life I invested and saved, and then when I finally wanted to build this house over here, I started drawing a little of that money out of those investments, and I built that house over there that I paid cash for as I went, and I never borrowed one single dime to build that home. I paid cash for it as I went because I'd been saving all those years, and that just goes to show you what you can do, and, you know, and I had a great asset there. And, of course, it says a man that has wisdom will leave an inheritance for his children's children. Well, I was been able to leave my son a beautiful place to live. And this place here, if he will handle it right, I put this in a trust for him, since he and my granddaughter's all I got left. If he will handle it right, this place here can easily be a great investment for him and his children and his children's children, grandchildren, if he will invest it properly. So all I got to do is teach him, let him, and of course my son's walking with God. You know, he's studying the Word. He's taking them kids to church. He's reading the Word of God to them at home every night. He prays with them. He's doing the things I did with him when he was a little guy. And if he will keep up, and he'll do what the Lord says, he will be godly, and the godly will flourish like leaves in spring. Now then, I will have to say, when my son first started out in business, it was a rocky road, you know. He thought he was going to make $1 million and have 20 gyms in 5 years. Well, he found out it didn't work like that. He's had some tough times, you know. But that's the way God teaches him, you know. But that's why that here a few years ago, about 4 years ago, I guess, Tim wanted me to sell this 47 acres over here and let him buy some gems. And I told him, no, absolutely not. I said, you ain't ready. He said, but Dad, I could do all these great things. I said, you think you can, but you don't have the wisdom yet. You're too young, and you just don't have it. So, no, I'm not selling it. Forget it. You're going to take what you're going to make your own money. I bought you one gym and one equipment, and you're going to take that, and from here on, you're going to make it yourself. I said, and if you don't, then you're not going to make it because I'm not selling that place. I'm going to let God train you over the years, but I'm not selling and giving it to you. You know? Hey, because if somebody sold $1 million worth of property and give it to me when I was 25 years old, I might have made a fool out of myself too. Y'all know what I mean, right? Sure, you can squander $1 million in a hurry if you have no knowledge and no wisdom. But if you trust in your money, down you will go. It's just the way it is. Okay, next verse. Those who bring trouble on their families inherit only the wind. Those who bring trouble on their families inherit only the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise. It's a shame the people that bring trouble into their families' lives. And usually it's the man's fault. Usually the men are the one that does not walk with God. They're not the man of integrity. They do not become the spiritual leader of their home. They do not teach their family God's word. They do not pray over their family. They're just interested in making money. And that's most men today. And you will bring trouble on your families, and you will inherit only the wind. And you'll be one of those guys. It's been years ago, but I was on an airplane from Chicago, and the guy sitting beside was a professor from the University of, I forget which one of the universities are in Chicago. But anyway, he was asking me what I did, and after I told him, he said, I am a professor of, I forget what he was, anyway, it was all about finances. Yeah, economics, that's what it was, yeah, professor of economics. And he said, have you prepared for retirement? I said, oh, yes. He said, do you think you'll be able to retire one day at the same rate of living, standard of living, that you're living at today? I said, absolutely. At the time that he asked me that question, I had $500,000 in cash money in stock and bonds. That wasn't bad for an engineer, you know it? $500,000, you know, it's not bad. You know, I'd invested that. God had just blessed me. I had all that money. And he said, well, you know, there's not many men that have done this. He said, most men, when they retire, they have less than 1 week's pay in the bank. Most men. 1 week. What are you going to do with 1 week's pay in the bank if you get ready to retire? Wow. You know, so life goes along real good until 9-1-1. At 9-1-1, just to tell you how things can change, I had one of the gas and oil stocks, I had $75,000 worth of stock, and almost overnight it went down to $4,000 from $75,000 to $4,000. And that was quite a chunk. And then some of the other stocks I had was losing $20,000 and $30,000 a month. Finally, one day, I called my broker. I was watching this close. I said, sell everything I got today. He said, Thurman, that's a bad decision. I said, every month I'm checking, and I'm $20,000 to $30,000 poor every month. I said, right now I'm still way ahead of where I was, but I said, I'm getting tired of losing $20,000 to $30,000 a month. I said, sell it all today. Thurman, I said, don't try to change my mind. Sell it all. And he did. He sold everything I had, and I took all of it, and I paid more money in income tax that year than I made in the last 2 years. It was awful, but at least I had the money. And that's what I built my son's gym and bought him a land with and paid cash for it and everything. Now, if 9-1-1 hadn't happened, I might not have built him that gym. I don't know what I'd have done, but I might have still had that $500,000 in the bank. But I don't have any of that money left. I spent it all, every bit of it, after I paid taxes and built that gym. But he has a gym with 2 acres of land and all that equipment over there, and he's able to make a nice income off of that building, and he didn't have to do anything for it, you might say. But now, I mean, he's a worker. You know, he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he goes over there, and, you know, so he's a working little critter. But he's learning. He's learning how to be a business manager. So, okay, so it says if you inherit, if you bring trouble on your family, you will inherit only the wind. And it says the fool will be a servant to the wise. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a fool. Do you? You know, I'd much rather be the wise guy than the fool. So to be wise, you're going to have to serve God and put him first and do what he says. Then it said the godly are like trees that bear life-giving fruit. Isn't it amazing? The godly, who do people come to for money when they need money? The godly. Who's got it? The godly. You know, they've kept it. They've invested it. They got it. The others have fooled, like I did at my first part of my life. I wasn't very godly. I was trying to be godly, but I certainly wasn't wise. Because, I mean, if I brought in $2,000 a month, hey, I could spend $2,500 a month. So any of y'all ever done that? It was real easy for me. I mean, that's why I got this shop full of tools out here right now. I got a huge shop out here with tools and stuff I can do anything with. Well, how did I get that stuff? Well, I mean, I look at stuff and that's only $500 or that's only $1,000 for this. No problem. You know, I got a charge card. I'll just buy it, you know. I mean, can you live with that? Oh, sure. And I've already got most of that stuff, but I'd love to have it again, you know. Just, oh, my land, was I a fool? Now, I know a lot of guys have done that. Are you girls, y'all buy another dress or another pair of shoes? Do you need them? No. You got a closet full up, but you want it, right? Oh, goodness gracious. Now, if you've got the money, the decision I made a long time ago, when it comes down to buying things, if I have the money and it's on sale, I try not to become an impulsive buyer.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.